Okay, today's daf is Nida daf Samaches, and we will be starting with Samach Zayin Mabez. Again, just scheduling notes. Again, Rav Hashem, all of the siumim that are coming up in this cycle. Rav Hashem, Thursday night in Young Israel of West Hempstead, 8 o'clock is Ma'ariv. Sunday morning, the two OU programs. I'll be speaking in by the Romer Shul in Tinek Sunday morning with Rabbi Schechter and Rabbi Elephant and Rabbi Khan will be in Young Israel Aaron Cedars. That'll be live streamed also for those who cannot attend in person. And that'll be Brachas Daf Beis. There is another shiur Wednesday morning in the Rinat Shul before the Siyum, before the big Siyum. Those who are interested, a couple of getting ready for the Siyum Shiurim. And Beth Hashem, and the Thursday night afterwards here back in Beit Shemesh here in Eretz Yisrael, please, that one to RSVP for rosner.yomi@gmail.com. That's for men and women. A dinner, see him, Beth Hashem here in our shul in Nofei HaShemesh. But this will be the last, live daf, in this cycle, Beth Hashem. We'll hopefully have, topical shiur and lumdus on the daf in the next round as much as we can. But, Beth Hashem, today is, Nida Samaches as we continue our march through Nida, through, Talmud Bavli. And it's really been a tremendous learning together here. And Beth Hashem, we should continue for many years. Okay, let's start with Samach Zayin Amud Beis. Iboy Luhu, five lines up at the bottom. Isha Ma'usha Tachuf Balayla V'titbo Balayla. So we're talking about, if you remember, the issue of Chafifa, getting ready to go to the mikvah. We had the numerous statements of Shmuel on yesterday's daf, Samach Chavam Beis, Samach Zayin Amud Aleph. Talking about the different preparations, and it goes all the way back to the Takan of Ezra, which came up in Tosfos 2 days ago, which we'll get back to, but Takanas Ezra in Baba Kama, the end of Merubah, where the Takanas of Ezra are listed. One of the Takanas are a woman is Chofefes, a woman does Chafifa, prepares for the mikvah. What exactly is Chofefes in terms of the combing, in terms of the getting out the knot, the preparation of the whole body, as we'll get back to soon, but when is that done? So Yiboylu, Isha Ma'u Shetachuf Balayla V'titba Balayla. When is the Chafifa done? What happens if she does all of it at night? What's the issue of doing all of it at night? So as we know, Rashi says here, Ma'u Shetachuf Balayla Balel Tfilasa, Mi'amrinan Mitoch Shem Meheres L'Tfilasa L'Chaifa Shapir. Maybe a woman should make sure to do the Chafifa, the preparation for the mikvah, before it's nighttime. Because if it's nighttime already, so then she knows she's going to have to be able to go to the mikvah right now, and she might do it quickly. If she has to start it during the day, so then she's going to do it more benacha, because she knows she can't go to the mikvah now anyway. So, is it okay for her to do everything at night? That's the question. Ibai ma'ashatacha balayla v'titbol balayla. So Marzutra oser is oser because she's not going to do it well. She's not going to prepare well. She's going to want to go to the mikvah quickly. Rav Chinan Amisura Shari, Rav Chinan Amisura Shari says we're not worried about it being done inappropriately. Amalei Rav Adal Rav Chinan Amisura, but Rav Adal says, Lav hachiyavi uvda, the question about the girsos here, we'll go with our girsos. Lav hachiyavi uvda b'dibisu da Abamari Reish Galusa. Wasn't there a story about the wife of Abamari Reish Galusa, d'ikod, he got into a fight, Rashi Lashuk Tata, and she didn't want to go to the mikvah. Also, Rav Nachman bar Yisrael for Yusuf. Rav Nachman bar Yisrael tried to come and be b'fayisur to try to get her to go to the mikvah. Be amrolei my isa hashta, and she said to him, "What are you doing here? Tiski isa lemachar, come back tomorrow." Be yada my kamrolei. She said, "What are you doing here? Come back tomorrow." And he knew what she was talking about. What does that mean? What do you mean? He knew, the Gemara assumes, that she was telling him, "Well, it's too late anyway. And therefore, what are you coming now for? It's useless. Might as well come back tomorrow." So it's mashma from that story that it's usur to do all the chafifa at night. And that's why she came late. How did he know what she was talking about? Maybe she was just saying, "I'm still not in the mood to go, and I'm still biktata with my husband." How do we know it's something different or deeper? So the Aruch Lanera says, it's the extra line. What are you doing here? Come back tomorrow. Why didn't she just say, "Come back tomorrow"? What are you doing here? Sounds like, well, you're too late. And therefore, I can't go to the mikvah now. Says the Aruch Lanera from that yitur. Usually there's a yitur lashon in the Torah. He has a yitur lashon in the conversation. And he says that's what tipped him off. Amar, but now he says back to her. The story didn't finish yet. Dude chasarta, tishtaki chasarta, avdi chasarta. What are you missing for the mikvah? Well, you're missing some hot water. You're missing some stools to sit on. You're missing the avde, avadim to bring the water. Rashi lahavi ma'im alachamim. You're missing some. What are you lacking? Meaning, really, if you continue the story, he's saying it's mutter to go at night. Chafiyah balayla be mutter, and therefore There is no problem, according to this story. This Gemara is one of the writers that Tosas wrote. If you remember back on Daf Samach Vav Amabez, Tosas here discussed the Machlokas Rishon and Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. What exactly was the Takan of Ezra of Chafifa? Right, the Gemara that I just alluded to before, the Gemara at the end of Perek Merubah, where the Gemara says, on Daf Pei Beis Amad Aleph, the Gemara lists off Asana Takan of Tikan Ezra, Karim Bemincha, Vedanin, Vechulu, Shadisha, Mashkemez, Veofe, the isha she isha chofefes vitovelas omenes chofefes Rashi b'masreik b'yom tfilasa. So the word chafifa now means even more than just the combing of the hair, even though that's what the word usually means. But it means all the preparation. But Tos was there quoted on Samach Vamabeis whether chafifa has to do the takana was only regarding the hair and the head or kolaguf. Or Kalaguf. So Tosas quotes that Rashi, who says Kalaguf, one of his rayas is this Gemara right here. You don't need a vadim to bring water just for your hair. If it's the whole body, so then that would require more water. So it sounds like this is a raya to Rashi. That's what Tosas quoted. On maybe raya, right, he quotes the Gemara in Merubah also, but the Gemara earlier. Tosas quotes, and he says, Rabbeinu Tam would have to read it as, maybe it's not just the bringing the water, it's warming up the water, and that takes more effort. Either way, that's the discussion of Takanas Ezra. Again, one of the Takanas of Ezra on Daf Pepes. Interesting discussion. I don't know if we mentioned this in the previous Shiurim, but the Machlokes between the Rambam and the Gaonim regarding Chafifa. The Rambam quotes, we know the rules are, as has been as we have mentioned, and as will come up again, the three levels of chatzitza. Chafifa is all about preventing chatzitza, right? The preparation of the mikvah to prevent any interposition, anything that will separate from the water to the woman's body. And we know the three different levels. On a daraisa level, chatzitza is only by ruba umakpid. If there's a majority of part of the body is covered and the woman is makpid about it not being there, what does that mean? Sometimes she's not makpid about it. Ever a time that she's makpid about it? Again, discussion in the Rishonim. Number two, either or is a chatzitza derabanan, rubo or makpid. And finally, the third level is the minhag. The minhag will be try to remove even miyut she'eno makpid. But how do you define rov? So that's the machlokas Rambam and the Gaonim. Not so common that the Rambam quotes another shita besides his own in the Mishnah Torah. But the Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Mikvos quotes that if there is a chatzitza on rove of the hair, is that called rove of the body? Or is that just rove of the hair? That's a miyut of the body. So that's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Gaonim. Avalameinu makpid aleha also lo tfila achi erov saro kasher nima bifnei atzma v'kazeh ho'ur ha-gaonim. The Gaonim say rov seyar is rov. The Yireli, says the Rambam, shesaro shel adam kigufa uchashuv l'inyin tefila v'enu kuguf b'fnei atzmo kidei shenomar rov haseyar el avo bishakol seyar rosho kashur nima even if all the hair is in knots imenu makbet alav also lo tefila on a daraisa level the tefila counts elam kein it's tarif lachotzeitz acher al gufo. Benimsa kol rov gufo. Machlokes, Rambam, and Gaonim, whether you count hair as a separate item, a separate part of the body regarding chatzitza or not, or as part of the body. And the Brisker Rav, the Sefer on the Rambam, discusses the lundus behind this machlokes, Rambam, Gaonim. And he quotes, again, we don't have time to go into the whole thing here, but he quotes, what's the svara? Why should, right, what's the with mechudashita, the Gaonim? Why should hair be different? Why should it be any different than the rest of the body? So he quotes, what is the idea of chatzitza? Va'abir bazeh, the avagav de zeh halacha mo should be seen at din chatzitza talui b'makpid alav amikom akom kivat shehu kulo mechuse ein kan bias mayim klal mishamachi lo dadine bazeh klal dine chatzitza v'lo nemra bazeh halacha dine makpid ein ochotzeis. The whole idea of rubo, if you're not makpid on rubo, why is that okay? Because it's ke'ilu, it went on everything. But if it's totally kulo, satum, enclosed, you can't say, oh, the me it worked. No, you have to say there's a din of water getting there. Rak berubo yesh kan akolpan a bias mayim. Ta bias mayim shal miksaso chashuva bias mayim al kulo. But, says the Brisker Rav, he's mechalik between the hair. He explains how the gonim are mechalik between them, while the Rambam argues and he says, no, it's one din. You know, I'm not doing it justice, but it's here. It's in Nuchos Mikvos, Perek Beis Halacha Tezvav, the machlokas between the Rambam and the gonim about seyar and chatzitza. Also, just one ha'ara to mention, and that is on the bottom, right? The wife of the Abba Mari, they got into a fight. Eikut. And Rashi quotes Mitok Katata. Mitok Katata. It reminds me a little bit of the Rashbam and Bava Basra and the Amshul Shlomo, we like to put together. The Rashbam and Bava Basra and Kufman Vav, discusses the case where there was a man who was told by some of his friends that, you know what, your wife does not have the sense of smell. Doesn't have the sense of smell. And he says, I don't believe you. And what does he do? He takes her into a place where he wants to test her sense of smell, the Totranis. Nichas acharech l'churva l'bath, he went into a churva to check her. Amal arech snon ani meirech. He says, oh, smell a little garlic here. And she knew what was going on. Amra la, it's not clear whether she actually didn't have the sense of smell or not. But Amra la, she says, man yovon mikosevas diyericho v'achalna la. She says some type of sarcastic comment. Rashi says, derech schok. I wish I had some dates of Yericho, right, to eat with my radish, to eat with my tzon. And all of a sudden, the house falls down and she dies. Rachman al-Islan. Right, novel al-Churba v'meisa. The Chachamim say, hov lo nichnas achareha el lebodka, meisa ina yarsha. Well, since he went in to check if she had the sense of smell, and the Rashbam adds in, and if he didn't have the sense of smell, maybe it all would have been a mekatos anyway, and maybe they wouldn't have been married, maybe he would have divorced her, mesa ina yarsha. Because he had in mind to check her, and if it didn't work out, then they wouldn't be married somehow, so she doesn't mesa, if she dies, he does not yarshin her. Certain halachos kick in as if ki'ilu they weren't married. Says the Rashbam, right here, on the Gemara, Mesa Nishar, the Kimashai Batitle Garsha, Imim Sena Balas Mum, Ubitokach Mesa Kodem Shinispaisu, Enazoch of Yerusha, Umehacha Shaminon, Shemisha Mesa Ishto Mitoch Kitata, Sheyesh Batitle Garsha. Let's say, Rahmana Litzlan, let's say a husband and wife are separated, and he has a mind to divorce her, he just hasn't gotten around to it yet. Shuv Eno Yarsha, no more Yerusha, he doesn't Yarshin her yet. Some halachas of Gerushin already kick in, because Abrina, as he quotes the Gemara in Gittin, the Mishnah, Mishnas Avinim Lagarsha Shuvin Lobal Peros, which is fascinating, because we know Paschal like that Shita, that's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, in the second paragraph of Masechas Gittin, Daf Yud Zayin, Daf Yud Ches, but the Rashbam says, certain halachas kick in, if there's a machlokas, mito ketata, and he has a mind to divorce her. The Amshal Shlomo even said, if you remember, in the, extends this, based on this Rashbam, the Amshal Shlomo extended it to Avelus, Maisa ba, the Yapsha Shlomo in Gittin Beis Dalid. Umaisa ba liyadi ve'echad shayak b'ktatim ishto v'haylo das baru lagarsha u'betoch oso aktat mesa horesi lo shalo leishev zayin yimei avelos. Unbelievable. Doesn't sit shiva. V'shalo les abel aleha. Because he has a line, he says, how can he be misabel on if your heart's not there? And he quotes the Rashbam, and he quotes the Rabbi Shimon. Minayin lana lechaivo ba'avilos drabanan. Ech yale al das ha'adam laha'avilo ma she'ein libo avel. Ve'ein yomar lefanav. Unhi de ba'avel mamish lo chilko raboseinu. Bein oev lesone. Hacha yesh v'yesh lechalik. An unbelievable chiddush of the Amshal Shlomo based on that Rashbam, but all having to do with a husband and wife being biktata. Like here, the wife, the bisu, the Abba Mari, wouldn't go to the mikvah, but Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak tried to come and save the day and bring the Shalom Bias back. Anyway, so this is relating to, though, the Chafifa Ba Laila. The Chafifa Ba Laila and whether it's okay. So far, it sounds like it is okay Ba Laila. We'll get to Tosfos Vez Hashem in a few minutes. Vayter, Darash Rava, Isha Chofeves Be'erev Shabbos, V'Tovelas B'Motzei Shabbos. Rava says that a woman could do her preparations on Erev Shabbos and go to the mikvah Motzei Shabbos. So you see that it could be, have a hefsik between. Amalei Rav Papa L'Rava, Vashalach Ravin Be'igrisa, Isha Lo Tachlo Be'erev Shabbos V'Tizbal Motzei Shabbos. But didn't Ravin send in a letter that it shouldn't have such a separation? Utzmal Atzmecha, Heichov Eves Ba'yom HaTveles Ba'Layla, Hobina Tekev L'Chafifa, Tfila V'Lekha. Don't you need it to be, you know, one right next to the other? The preparation for the mikvah should be right before going to the mikvah. Right? The whole purpose is that you prevent chatzitzas, and if there's a break in between, maybe there was a chatzitza that happened in between, right? And one of the Gemara and Brachas, which we'll get to in a couple of weeks, about the tekefs, the different tekefs, tekef l'chafifa tefila, tekef l'smicha shchita, all the tekefs. But anyways, he says, how could you allow that? Hadar uki Rava amora levedarash. So Rava says, gets up and says, Dorm shamati lefnechem toasin biyati. I made a mistake. Kambaram kach amru beishmeid Rabbi Yochanan. Isha lo tocha berav Shabbos v'titzvah mozi Shabbos. She should it, meaning exactly what he was told. He repeated. V'tam al atzmecha, hei chofefes v'ayom v'toveles v'alaylo, habinan samach l'chafifa tfil v'leka. So you needed to be contiguous. You needed to be one right before the other. And therefore, Rava corrected himself. What about the Hilchasa? Well, we'll get to that in a second. First, the Musar Haskell of the day, Rava said, Dvarim Shamati Lechem Tosein Biyadi. He was able, Rava, the great Rava, Rabbi and Rava, the most quoted Amora in all of Shas. Right, Rava and Abaya. Abaya just was looking something up recently. Abaya is just mentioned even 72 times just in Maseches Brachos. Right, that's with the computer. Baruch Hashem. Rava says I made a mistake. Right, because even the great Chachamim, the Amora and the Baali Amasora and all of us should be. It's not about proving our Shita. It's about getting to the MS. If it's about getting to the MS, so then that's, you know, we have to be intellectually honest, and if we're proven wrong, we're proven wrong. Right? We like to quote that from Rav Kook, the commenter Rav Kook in Brachas, on the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Chova Machlokes, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Gamliel, and they were going to have a vote. So the language of the Gemara there is, let's wait for the Bali Treisen to come in and take a vote. So the Rav Kook says, the Bali Treisen, the ones that hold the shields, it's talking about the Talmid Chachamim who are finding Mechanta Shel Torah. So why they call the Bali Treisen the shield bearers? That's not the most exciting weapon in a war. Usually talk about spears and knives. So the shields, what does the shield do? You can't hurt anybody with a shield. All you can do is to protect yourself. It says Rav Kook, that's the point. Rav Kook says there in the Einaya, in Brachas Chav Zayin, Yesh Melchemes Magain u Melchemes Tigra. Melchemes Tigra Mechavenes Lahapila O Yibul Abdo. The purpose of Melchemes Tigra, a competitive war, is to kill the other person. Melchemes Magin Lahachzik Ma'amad Atzmo. It's all about protecting your Shita. V'keina Deos Haroz, k'shel Melchemem Aleim Tzrichem Latzismo Melchemes Tigra La'abdon. When it's Deos Roz, you have to go fight the Dea. Aval Divrei Torah. Shagama Osrim Kamatirim Eim Divrei Elokim Chayim Eim. All the Shitas are Divrei Elokim Chayim. You're not about killing the other Shita. You're about protecting yours, and if you're proven wrong, you're proven wrong. Rasha Kolach and Mukhiv Lahaksik Vedaito, Shila Fideo, Michuvenis Lamita Shalalacha, Lasos Maisa Kamosa, Vialkain Eina Ki Imilchemes Mogain, Limso Mamad Lamaisa Pidaito, Avishakan Dasu Lasso Idea Shlema. And therefore, they're called Baalei Treisen. They have the shields. And in that way, they try to protect their Shita, and then if it's proven wrong, it's proven wrong, like Rava says here, Tosein Biyadi. We often also like to quote the Gemara that comes up four times, Nechemya HaMsuni, and Shimon HaMsuni, right, different Gersos, about ready, he was ready, after he darshaned every S in the Torah, right, he came to one S, Hashem Lokech HaTira, and he stopped, he was Poresh, and Talmidim said, what do you mean, because you can't darshan anything on a Hashem Lokech HaTira, right, Kishwe, he says, what are you going to, it's your doctoral thesis, you spent your whole life on it. So what does he say, Kishem Shikibaldi Schar Ala Drisha, Kachachab Schar Ala Prisha. I'll get Schar for separating. Rabbi Akiva, Talmida, Rabbi Akiva, Uba, Belimed, as Hashem Lokech Atira, Larabos Talmidei Chachamim. He included Talmidei Chachamim into the awe. And Rav Gifter, I think, asked, you know, how did Rabbi Akiva get it? And Nechemya HaMsuni didn't get it. What did Rabbi Akiva have that Nechemya HaMsuni didn't have? And the answer is he had a Nechemya HaMsuni to look at. Somebody would throw away his life's work for MS. Somebody was the ultimate Bali Treisen. Somebody was ready to say, Dvarim Shamarti Tosein Biyadi. Like Rava says here, says that, L'Rabos Tamidei Chachamim. Such an awesome event to see that. You know, that's something that is very noteworthy and it gives an impression even to somebody as great as Rabbi Akiva. And that's what Rava did here. He put up his Amora and he said, you know, this is what I need to do. Okay. Continuing, says the Gemara now. So getting back to Hilchos Nida. So we just said, Rava said that you can't do your preparations on Erev Shabbos and to be tovel on Motzi Shabbos. The Hilchasa Isha Chofefes Bayom Tovelas Balaylo. The halacha is though she can do the Chafifa Bayom and go to the Mikvah Balaylo, which seems to say that if there's a break, Hilchasa Isha Lotakuf Ela Balaylo. Right, no, Dafka and I, she should do her preparations. Kash ilchza hilchasa, lo kasha, hada efshar, hada lo efshar. So it depends if what's possible. Depends what's possible or not. If it's possible, so how do you read this last line? Hada efshar, hada lo efshar, machlokas Rashi, shiltos. Let's do Rashi first. Hada efshar, if you can be chofef bayom, then you should be chofef bayom. And if you can't, okay, you do it all. Hada lo efshar, lachuf kagon, motza'ei Shabbos. The Yom Tov, Latakov Ela Balaylo. So Rashi's understanding is you can't have a separation. And therefore, if you can do it by Yom right before the mikvah, then you do it by Yom and you go to mikvah that night. But if you can't, then you just do it at night. Rashi says, right? Rashi says, "Velo tocha velo balayla." Meaning you don't have to do anything on Friday. Just do it on Motzei Shabbos. Had the efshar or the low efshar? Efshar means it's possible to do it during the day, and low efshar is that it is not possible to do it during the day. Look at Tosfos. Tosfos quotes that this is really a machlokes between Rashi and the Shiltos, with various Rishonim lining up on both sides of the machlokes. Again, the root of the issue is when is the ikker? When is the best time to do chafifa? When is the best time to do chafifa? On the one hand, right, during the day, as we just started off today's daf with. During the day, she's not rushed, and she knows she can't go to the mikveh now anyway, so she's not going to do it in a haphazard way, and therefore just do it during the day is better. And the other day is that, no, she's not going to do it rushed. Let her do it at night, because that's closer to the tefillah, right before the tefillah. So that's a machlokes between the Rashi and the Shiltos. Tosfos quotes it here, and it's also summarized in the Torah. Let's just read the Tosfos first. Tosfos quotes the pshat of Rashi that we just did, and then he quotes that this seems to be against the earlier Gemaras, because the early Gemaras we had already, that a woman can, right, yesterday's daf, right, we spoke about having separations between the chafifa and the tefillah. Omikol makom, says Tosfos right in the middle of Tosfos Kach, Lepirish Rashi, Nira demutter lachuf belel tefillah, Ela shetov la yoter lachuf biyom, Mipnei shemuhu malabesa. That's Rashi, but he skip a couple of lines. B'sheiltos Rav Achai, Parshas Achremos, right? The Shiltos, Tosfos, that wasn't too long before Bali Tosfos. We mentioned in the past that the Shiltos for many, many years, maybe people, it wasn't as popular of a sefer to learn. Because who learns Shiltos? We just learned Gemara. But since the Nitziv wrote a commentary on the Shiltos, the Hemek She'elos, so now many people learn the Shiltos because we have the Nitziv. The Nitziv took a number of underused sources and wrote a commentary on it, so therefore, to be able to help make people learn it. Not only did he write on the Gemara, the Merome Sadeh, based on a pasuk, Naftali Amarame Sada, his name, but he also wrote a safe a commentary on the Sifri, the Emek Anitziv, besides the Sifarim on Chumash, and of course the Shiltos, which is his magnum opus. So Shiltos Rav Achai, Parsha Achremos, Pirsha Had De Efshar Lachuf Belel Tvila Shehu Chol. Totally different shot of the Gemara. Efshar doesn't mean if you could do it by day and right before, fine, and if not, do it at night. The Shiltos says if you could do it at night, right before the mikvah, meaning on a weeknight. Chafifa, you don't have to worry about any malacha. Shu chol lo tarchi chafifa mi tefila klal. Then you shouldn't separate the chafifa from the tefila at all. V'yafilu im hayom kimo chen chol lo tocha vela balayla. At night is better, says the Shiltos. V'hadalo efshar kigon shalel tefila yom tov. O Shabbos, oz tochu payom shalefnei tefila. Right, if it's Shabbos and you can't do the chafifa at night, right, and therefore you do it earlier. Exact opposite pshat of the Gemara from Rashi. V'yafilu im yom shelefnei ha-tefila kamochein yantif o Shabbos, astocha be'erev Shabbos, omerev yantif. Right, you separate it even 2 days, 3 days, kapas, kapsak shalamala. So if Shiltos kind of works out better, smoother with the Gemara that we had on yesterday's daf. Ulodivri ha-Shiltos, continues Tosfos, calls man shetuchal in lachuf ela belel tefila. According to the Shiltos, it's better at night. Our women, says Bale Tosfos, say Rashi's, right? Rashi's grandchildren, that they stay and they do their preparations for a while. They start by day and they continue at night. So the Shiltos would agree that if you're going to do it all the way till the nighttime, there's no problem starting with during the daytime, because his sheet is all about no hefsek. She's going to do the chafif in the middle of the afternoon and then go do something else. That's what the Shiltos would have a problem with. It's one more chafifa. Again, a kiyum of the Takanas Ezra. Shekol sho, sekas b'chaviva gufa, visara, v'tavo aleha, bracha. Right, and that's what the tour quotes in Kuf Tzadites. Chafifa zu, pirish rashi, mutav shetia b'yom shalafnei tefilasa, mi belal tefilasa, lefisha meheres lebesa, v'lotach of yafet. Rashi shita is better, chafifa during the day. Shiltos, pirish, mutav shetia b'layla, kadei shetia samach letfilasa. And then he quotes the Rush, which we just saw in Tosfos, and I guess Adoni Avi HaRashzal, start by day and continue by night, and that is what we paskin. We paskin that we should try to be choshish for Rashi and the Shiltos. Right, try to do a little of both, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Kuf Sadi Tes, after quoting how to do chafifa. And he says, Chafifa tzricha lios l'chadchila samach l'tfilasa. He paskins me'ekar din like the shiltos, which is the Rambam and the Rif, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. But then he says, v'hamina ga'kosher, quotes our Tosfos, she'taschil l'chupi bod yom, v'osechas b'chaviva she'techshas, v'az titpo. So l'maisa, let's say a woman's going to the mikvah on Motzei Shabbos. So we advise a woman to do something on Friday afternoon. Even though she's going to have to do it again on Motzei Shabbos. So do something. I'll get Mikra Din. Shulchan Aruch paskins like the shiltos. But if you could do something during the day for a woman, often it's on the Badi HaShulchan. The Badi HaShulchan quotes that Bizman Hazeh, many times, there's no way. Rashi says, during the day because it's be more relaxed. And if the woman's home with all of her little children, what, during the day is going to be more relaxed? Right? No, just the opposite. So you have to use your head, says the Badi HaShulchan. If it's Rashi Svara would work better at night, so you do it at night. Do it at night. That's what he quotes here in Kuf Tzadik says. Kahayom noagos harbi nashim lasos ikarach anosein l'tfila bebeisan bebnei she'enu nachpazo sham. You do it at home. You do it in the mikvah. Whichever one is a better hachana, that's what you should do. If she could do it better at the mikvah, then she should do the hachanas at the mikvah. If she could do it better at home, then she should do it better at home. And that's what he says here. Belala Yeshua's man la sok pa khafifa la sok sobe metinus over prad hama tu polis be banim katanim avon tasla bayon te bum huma yosu mi dai. Therefore, lemaisa, we generally say whatever is a better, area and situation for the woman to do the khafifa, so then that's what she should do. Okay, but it's an important machlokas, Rashi and the Shiltos, about the machlokas, about Takanas Ezra, about what Ezra had in mind. Mishnah, says the next Mishnah here in Maseches Nida. Nida Shabbat Chatzva Yom Shvi Shachris Umatzat Tahora. Again, if a woman is checking a Nida, so Nida Daraisa is 7 days, doesn't matter what she sees. But she checked herself on day 7 in the morning, Umatzat Tahora, and she had stopped bleeding. Ubein Hashmashas Lo Afrisha, and then she did not do another Hefzik Tara. At Ben Hashmashas, later on before the evening. And then a week later, she finds that she's bleeding again. So, Arizu Becheskas Tahora, we could assume that she's Becheskas Tahora. All the days in between, we assume she did the Hefzik Tahara, so at that point, she didn't start bleeding again until very recently when she just did the, check here. But if the opposite, if she found herself Temeya, seventh day morning, she didn't do another hefsik. Last she checked, she was Tameya. So you don't know when the bleeding stopped. And therefore, in terms of Tumah V'Tahara, we have to assume that all the Taharas that she touched in between are Tameya, because she never had a hefsik Tahara to change her Chazaka. There is a discussion, the Tosafot Rashi here has a suffix, whether the din of hefsik Tahara is a din D'Oraisa or a din D'Rabbanan. Meaning the hefsik Tahara, changing the woman's status from Cheskas Temeya to Cheskas Tahora, is that a Din Daraisa? Or do we say automatically, on a Daraisa level, right after she's out of her days of Nida, then she's no longer Muchzekes B'Temeya Mida Oraisa. Mida Rabbanan, she requires a Hefzik Tahara. That's a suffix. The Rambam sounds like it's a Din Daraisa. He talks about Karban. Other Rishonim Yerzerua sounds like it's the Rabbanan. But that's a suffix of the Tosafot Rash. Umitama Me'es La'es. Rashi says this line is going back on the first line. Where we say, even though she did a Hefzik Tahara, and she, on the seventh day in the morning, and she found it to be clean, and she finds now a week later, Temeya, we go back 24 hours. Like the first mission in the Masechta. When Tamame is lay, so we bekita the bekita, or you go back to the last bedika. And if she has a vest, then you don't have to go back at all. Good. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Koshal Afrisha, Betarim, and Amincha Vadamala, Harizu Becheskas Temeya. Rabbi Yehuda says, if she didn't do a Hefzik Tahara later in the day, it doesn't count. Harizu Becheskas Temeya, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Not only on the seventh day, it has to be seventh day on the late in the day. Which mincha is this talking about? That's a discussion, right? Pasha Mincha Katana, but the Aruch HaShulchan discusses that's still a couple of hours, right, which is not right before. Okay. The Chachamim Omer Afilu Bishnayim L'Nidasa, even if on the second day of her days of Nida, doesn't have to be the seventh day. Batko Matzah Tahora, Ben Hashmashas L'Afri Shalachazan, Batko Matzah Temeya, Harizu Becheskas Tahora. Even if she does it earlier in the week, it's still Becheskas Tahora. And Rashi quotes, to summarize, so there are three shitas in the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says that it has to be the seventh day, but it could even be the seventh day in the morning. Rabbi Yehuda says it has to be the seventh day, late in the day, right after Mincha. The third shita, the Chamseh, could be even day two. Even day two, that's enough to do a Hefzik Tahara and be considered Tahora for the rest of the time until she finds does a Bedika. If you look in the Mishnah Achrona, on the Mishnah, it's right here. He quotes the Bir HaMachlokas, the Bir HaDavar, is, are we machzik a woman to be Roeh the whole week? Right? She's Yumei Nida. It's her Yumei Nida. But how do we look at that? The Tanakama Sfirale, the bottom of the Mishnah. The Tanakama Sfirale, the Kol Yumei Nidasa Mukhzakin Bedamim, Misha Niftacha Ma'ayan. Yotzin Ma'at Ma'at, Kol Yumei Nidasa. Elisha Hochenu Mismatin, Vilka Chayshina, Kol Shiva. Yerchoshi, so all seven, but the morning of the seventh is okay. And Rabbi Yehuda is just a modification of that. Vachachamim Sfirale, no. She's not Mukhzak Bedam except Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon, she's muchzik b'dam that it opened, but it doesn't say that she's going to continue, and therefore we're not muchzik her b'isser all these days. Even day two is good enough. Itmar, Rav Amar Zava Vadai Valevi Amar Zava Safik. What is this talking about? Ahai, what is this going on? Ilema Reisha. This is talking about the Reisha where she did a hefsek tara and she found it clean, and then a week later she found the tame. So it can't be going on that. Harizu becheskas tahorak tani. We said she's not a zava. She's not right. She's not. She's tahora. Ela seifa. It must be going on the seifa, meaning where she did a hefsek tara during the on day seven, whatever it is, and she found the tamea. A week later she found herself tamea. So all the time in the interim, we assume that's machlokas vadai zava or suffix zava. So the Gemara says, "Bishlama Safik Zava Amrinan." I understand Safik Elav Zava Vadai Nami Hari Batku Matzah Tahora. But a Zava Vadai, but now I'm sorry, right? I misspoke before. It was that she found herself Tahora a week later. So how could he say it was Zava Vadai the past week? Maybe she stopped 4 days ago. Eli Yitma Darav Alevi Ashmaitzah Bevape Nafshi Yitma. Really, they were not talking about our Mishnah. They were just commenting on Machloka separately in general. Neither Shabbat Katzma Biyom Shvi Shachris Umatzah Tameya. She didn't do a hefsek, another hefsek later. It was two tamei bedikos, not a tamei and a tar. So that's where Rav Amar Zava Vadai. Well, we assume if she the last two checks she did, she were bad, were tamei. So we assume that she was a zava straight through, riyah straight through. V'levi Amar Zava Safek. Rav Amar Zava Vadai. Kiva demei kara nimseis tamei. V'yachshev nimseis tamei vadai. We assume she was tamei then, she was tamei now, she was tamei in between. V'levi Amar no Safek Zava. Amar Paska Beni Beni. Maybe she stopped in between, and therefore you cannot say it. It is Vadai. And also the Gemara continues, V'chein Tana Levi B'masnisa, Achar Hayamim. Right, it says, Achar, the Brisa says, Achar Hayamim. That's the Lashon of the Brisa, Bein Batko Umatza Dora, Bein Batko Umatza Tamei, Arizu Savik Zava. Levi says, it doesn't matter what the second Bedika was, even if it was Tamei and now is Tamei, so still invalid is Savik Zava, not Vadai Zava. The Sidrei Tara, one of the great Achronim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, asks, don't you need a Hargasha? What do you mean Zava Vadai? We spoke before. Shmuel said, right, remember the beginning of Perek Haroah Kesem, you need a Targish Bipsara to be a, what do you mean Zava Vadai? So Sidrei Tara says, maybe Rav argues that on Shmuel you don't need a Hargasha. The problem is the Rambam quotes that you need a Hargasha, right? The Rambam is one of the three types of Hargashas, and the Rambam Paskins like Rav. Rav and Pasan's Zava Vadai. So you can't say it's just based on not needing a Hargasha. So some of the Pardis Rimonim, also one of the Achronim on Ilchas Nida, suggests that maybe the Hargasha at the beginning of the Nidas could work for the later. Even if she didn't have Hargasha all this time, but the original Hargasha can be Mistarif. Doesn't have to be a Hargasha every moment to make her a Nida. Even the original Hargasha could be Mistarif. Okay, fine. Also, the Sharmas Yana Balachi here discusses Zava Vadai, why don't you go after Rove? Go after Rove. Amilo Nazel Basa Rove. Rove Nashim Postos Mileros. Lacher Yom Zion. Right, why don't you, there's a Rove. You're going to bring a carbon? Right, bring a carbon to the base of Migdash based on this. Right, a Zava Gedola. The Yishlomar says the Sharm Sena Balacha. Keep on the Isha Zu Yatzas Mea Rove. She Batka Lacher Zion Umatza Temeya. She already has a Reyesa. Right, because she checked herself towards the end and it was still coming out. Therefore, Mukmina La Cheskas Tuma. Okay. Weiter. Umetama meis la'eis. And she is metama meis la'eis. Remember Rashi said that is going on the first line. Even though she found herself tahora in it. She was tahora and now it's tamea. We go back 24 hours. So le'ima tevi tiyufta de Rava. The Amar Rava, let's say this is a kasha on Rava, this line, because Rava said earlier, Lomar she'ina isha metama meis la'eis betoch yimei ziva. So Rava said, you don't say during yimei ziva, you don't have to be worried that She's not becheskes roeb, yimei ziva. Remember the Mishnah said earlier in the Masechta that during the 11 days, she's becheskes tara. During the meinida, she's becheskes temeya. L'may nafka mina, the Gemara quoted a couple of possibilities. So one of them was like this. Rava said that she's not metame meislei. You don't go back 24 hours like you do be meinida. So is this our Mishnah against Rava? Because Rava says, it's yimei ziva now, it's after the meinida, and you go back. So Gemara says, no. V'lavu svini l'rava chada zimna. Well, didn't we already ask Akasha on that sheet of Rava earlier? I'm back on Daflam Mates. The Gemara says, Hachi Karminan, Lehmatevi Chiyufta Drava Nami Meha. Yeah, yes, but maybe it should be, there's another Kash on Rava. Right, this guy, this Mishnah is also against Rava. Amalacha Rava. Rava would say no. Kiktani Metame Eis Ireish Birkin Koi. No, unlike Rashi's Pshat that we just said in the Mishnah. This line of Metame Eis is not referring to the previous line in the Mishnah. It's referring to the previous case in the Perek. Earlier in this last Perek of Shas. Perakatinokes. Remember the first Mishnah that spoke about the different types of women and their dam besulim. A roasa va'od bebeisavia, the case of roasa while she's still in her father's house, and then she got married. That's what this is referring to, that she goes back 24 hours. Why? Meaning, she had a re'iyah in her father's house, and then she had dam besulim, which is not dam nida, and then afterwards she has a re'iyah. So that re'iyah after she's with her husband for the first time. Since you might have thought, since she has dam tar in between, she has dam basulim, so maybe it's like the first time she gets her nida, and the first time a woman gets her nida, we don't call matam meis leis, right? As we said earlier. Below the tam meis leis, kamash malon, not because she had a re'iyah before this. So if she had a re'iyah before this, we would go backwards. Ask the Tosa Rush, what's the hava mina? She was a roa beforehand. What's the havamina not to go back? Tosfos Rosh says, well, remember, we say, just like me'es la'es doesn't go back into yimei tohar, let's say a woman has a re'iyah right after her day 40, day 80, after having a baby. So we're not going to go me'es la'es into that, so maybe this would be the same. That's the havamina. So here too, if it went back into the time where it would have been counted as yadam basulim, and we wouldn't have been metame'es, maybe that's the havamina. That's the havamina that we would have said, kamash malan, we don't say that. Good. Em yesh la vest, v'neima. So if she has a vest, then we also don't go back. Neima tevi tivta drafuna barchia amar Shmuel. Maybe this is against Shmuel. Also in that same Gemara earlier, damar funa barchia amar Shmuel lo mar she'enu ishukav asla vest b'meizivasa. Again, we're talking about Yimei Ziva here because it's after her Yimei Nida when she did the bdika, and we're talking about vestos. What do you mean? Didn't Shmuel say earlier you can't be kovei vest during Yimei Ziva? Again, lamaisa b'zmanazeh. Women's kovas vest because there's no lamaisa difference. Everybody's a zava gadola anyway. But in the days when there was separation, amalacha rafuna barchia ki amrina eni shikavas la vest b'yemesi vasa to lo by tlasa zimni lameakar. No, what does it mean that a woman is not kovas vest? That you don't need three times to uproot it. The amrina damam musulakin because we say during this time period of ziva she's not on the. We don't assume that she's going to see. Meaning, even though he's not makabel the chumra of vestos b'mei ziva, he can be makabel the kulos, and therefore he can work out with our Mishnah too. Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Rabbi Yehuda now says we're getting towards the end of the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said that if a woman didn't do a bedika min a mincha v'lamala, so it doesn't count. Tanya Omru lo Rabbi Yehuda. They said to Rabbi Yehuda in Ludover Sof, il mali ademu nachos beineha. If the woman was checking the entire time until the end of the day, the last second, okay, fine. But you say, so you say, oh, you have to do it as late, because maybe she'll see afterwards. But even according to you, maybe she saw afterwards. Achshav emar im silok tamal yada rasa. Mali yafrisha betara bezayim in a mincha v'lamala. Mali yafrisha betara berishon. What's the difference? You're still leaving time where she might see at the end of her days. So the Gemara says, so, one second. Do we take that lashon literally? Barishan Mika Lamanta Amar. Could you really even do it on day one? A hefsek tara that would be tahora on the first day of Yimei Nida? But the Mishnah only went to day two. Would day one also work? So in, the Gemara says, yeah. Can't even do day one, if it's possible. Vahatanya, Amar Rebbe, Sha'alti as Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Shimon. Kshay Mahalchim Aderech. I asked them a question when they were walking. Right? Left the Chav Aderech. They were learning. Even when they were walking and traveling, Nida Shabbat Katzma B'Yom Zayin Shachar. So Matzah Daro Ben Esparshas Lo'afrisha. She checked 7th day in the morning, and she did not check again later on. Lachar Yom Batko Matzah Tamei Amau. It was Tahora then, and now it's Tamei now. Amru Lar Yizav Cheskas Tara. It's okay. She did the Hafsek Tara, and it was created the Cheskas Tara. Shishi Chamishi Rivi Shlishi Shadi Mai Amar Leiloshna. What about all the other days? And I say, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. It would also be good. But Rishon lo sha'alti, v'ta'isi shelo sha'alti. I didn't ask about day one, and I made a mistake that I didn't ask about day one. But really, it would have worked too. See the gears on the side? Hasam taima mai kulhu lav becheskas tumakaimi. V'kivin tepasak pasak. Why do we allow all of these? Because she's not becheskas tuma, and once she stopped, she stopped. Interesting, it relates to that Mishnah Rishona that we just mentioned before about whether she's becheskas tuma throughout the week. Rishonami, so the same svar should apply for Rishon, kivin tepasak pasak. Umeikar ma'isavar, so why didn't he ask? What was he originally thinking? What was the havamina of Rebbe? Samara says, Ha'il v'huchsak mayam patuach. Maybe because this day she was a mayam pasuach, there was the first day of Nida, maybe this day you can't be machzik. Once she's machzik betuma today, you can't be machzik betara today. But other than that, it would be okay. Mayam pasuach. And again, lamaisa, we know, in terms of the hafzik taras, lachatchila, we try to do it. Not the context of Argamar, I was talking about the Hafzik Tara earlier, but we try to do the Hafzik Tara later in the day. But again, b'di'evet, it does not have to be later in the day. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is earlier, Kufzadi Vav, right? Kufzadi Tes was the Chafifas, but Kufzadi Vav, which is the Hafzik Tara Simin, says the Shulchan Aruch, V'chei Mishpata, U'b'digazu Tia Samuch L'Bein Hashmashas. Samuch L'Bein Hashmashas. But that Kasbiyam Shapaska Kadesh Batar of Tigazu Telling Ashpashis Khainogan Khilu. But the Evet says the Rama, Afilum Lobat Kasma Rakshachris, Umatza Atzma Tahora, Sagi Bekach. Right, morning is okay. Again, this is not the exact case of our Mishnah. But it's an extension, and it's the similar idea. La olam yom adamadok beso shede bodekas bayom. Generally, poskim bismanazeh say that a woman should just do it the seventh day in the morning, because so often, especially during the winter months, things come up and the stuff gets crazy in the house, and a woman forgets, and the kids, and just do it in the morning. And if you want to rely on that one, you know it'll work out. And if you have it, if you're at home and relaxing and nothing's going on, a half an hour before shkia, you know, then one could try another one. But always do one in the morning. Just to make sure that it is done. Okay, says the Mishnah. So this Mishnah, remember we said we're going to come back to this Mishnah. Back on Daf Zayin, we had a Mishnah. So we said we're going to come back to this in 61 days. So here we are. Says the Mishnah, Hazav Hazava Shabbat Kwasman B'Yom Rishon. Now we're talking about, this Mishnah is about Bedikos during Shivin Akiyim. And this is, again, Lamaisa. Even though talking about Zav and Zava, that's what we assume, that today all the B'dikas are because we're Choshesh, like the Chumrah d'Rabbi Zeira that we had back on Daf Samach Vav. Azava, Azava, Shabbat, Guasman, B'yom Rishon, they did a B'dika on day one. Umatsu Tar. Do you have to say anything when you show the B'dika? That's that Shlach HaKadosh, to count B'peh. The Pesach Tshuva quotes the Shlach HaKadosh, that she should be soferes bepeh. We don't pass in that way. She doesn't have to be soferes bepeh. She should know what day it is, but she doesn't have to be soferes bepeh. Different allusions in different tosfasim in Shas about whether, what impression that you get. Remember the tosfas in Ksubis. We'll mention this again in a couple of days, but the Shentos in Ksubis discussed, Amai ein mevarchos. Why doesn't a Zava make a bracha on her Sfira Shivin Akiyim? Like Sfira Saomer, make a bracha. So why does she make a bracha? Tosfos and Ksubis Ayin Beis. V'yesh lomar ein mevarchin ala b'yovel, shemavarchin bezdim b'kol shana, shel olam yuchal limnos keseder v'chein omer. Avol zava, shim tira tistar ein la limnos. Right? Is it ein la limnos or ein la lavarich? The language that we have is ein la limnos. No problem with being mona. But Tosfos sounds like maybe is the bracha only the problem? But she should be mona. Is the minyan? Either way, interesting discussion. Good, but anyway, so the Zav and the Zava that do a B'dika on Yom Rishon, Umatsu Tar, Uvi Yom Shri, Umatsu Tar, Vishar Yom Shri, Daim Lo Badku. She did a B'dika on day 1 and 7, and not in between, Rebbe Eliezer Omer, Arayim Becheskas Tara, she is Becheskas Tara. Becheskas Tara, and that's what we paskin, even if she just does B'dikas on day 1 and 7. Or not even, Rebbe Eliezer says, that's what she does. Is there a Lechad Chila more? Not 100% clear from this line. Rebbe Yeshua Omer, Ein Lamele Yom Rishon, Yom Shri, Bilvad, the most Mechudah Shita. Rebbe Yeshua says, she has 2 days. She counts 2 days, day 1 and day 7. Rabbi Akiva Omer Ein Lam Elo Yom Zayin Bovad. No, only day 7. Only day 7 because you don't know what happened in between. So therefore only day 7. Tanya Amalur Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua Lidvarecha Tamonilis Biserugin. Rabbi Yeshua, you count 2 days? Right? How does that work? Then you're counting not in order. Biserugin. Vatara Amra Achar Titar Achar Achar Lekulon. Shlote Tumam Afsekas Beinayim. Don't they have to be consecutive? Right? Shiva Nikiyim. Straight. So how can you count one in seven as 2 days? Then you get that more. Amalo Rabbi Yeshua, what's the problem? Viata iata mode bizav shera keri. What about a zav who's Catholic shiv in the kiyam and he sees keri? Right, he's with his wife. Right, the zav is not allowed to be. But zav shera keri. The uber nazir shehilech schacho supros, or a nazir that has suffic tumas ohel. He goes under a branch. He goes a day that he can't count for his tahara. What do they do in these cases? You knock out 1 day. A zav shera keri only knocks out 1 day. So that shows already. You don't need consecutive. Shemona b'sirugin, v'atora amra v'ayam harishonim yiplu. So, says Rabbi Yeshua, I'm defended. Just like Nazir, just like Azav, so do you by Azava. For Rabbi Eliezer, Bishlama hasam l'tama v'amar rachmana. Over there, it says, by Azav, Sheino Soseris Eliyoma, it is only Soseris 1 day, a special din, only Soseris 1 day. And we don't assume there'll be a confusion between, if a Zav sees Ziva during his Shiva Nekiyim, that breaks everything. But if he sees Shech Vazera during his Shiva Nekiyim, it only breaks 1 day. So we don't assume that there's going to be confusion. Shech Vazera is only, you know, something natural and something that he's aware of, while Ziv is not. Nazir Shehilech Al-Gabi Schachot Zubros Nami. Also in the Nazir case, Midaraisa Oma'al Yabi'inan. On a Torah level, you need a real ohel for the Nazir to become Tameh. V'rabbanan u'degazer, rabbanan where goes are in this case where you have a protrusion or some type of branch. V'rabbanan b'deraisa lo michlif. We're not worried about the confusion. Aval hacha yichashinan dilma chazoi b'safek. If we're worried about the days, so asi l'chlufi b'vandai. So then we would be, it would be confusing. Can't say if you're worried about safek, so it would be, oh, so also vadai, you don't have to knock out all the days. You only have to knock out that day. So therefore, I don't think there should be a comparison between that, and that's why Rabbi Eliezer argues on Rabbi Yeshua. Tani, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Amru, Amri, Nirin, Divrei, Rabbi Eliezer, Mi Divrei, Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Shimon say that I think Rabbi Eliezer is Nirin more to us. Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you count all seven, more than Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you count 2 days, the Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Midivrei Kulan. But I like Rabbi Akiva the best, they say, who only counts day seven, but we're not passing that way. Aval halacha like Rabbi Eliezer, we pass in like Rabbi Eliezer, who says that you count all 7 days, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says, l'chadchila, one is supposed to do bedikas every day. Right? Every day, we discuss this again back on Dav Zion. How many bedikas every day? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. Most Rishonim say one bedika. The Shulchan Aruch quotes like the Smak and others to say two bedikas. But again, one always has to check with their posek in terms of what is advisable. There is an Aruch HaShulchan, just to be aware of, again, it is a Das Yachid. But in very Shas HaTchak cases, sometimes it could be used. You know, let's say a situation where it's impossible for a woman to have a bedik on day one. There are cases that come up. Poskim and Hilchas Nida know of cases. Let's say it's impossible to do a bedik on day one. So we generally assume try to do a bedik every day. And b'di'eved, 1 in 7. 1 in 7, we generally try not to be makel at all, besides 1 in 7. 1 in 7, that's the bare bones. But based on this Mishnah, what is impossible? So, if it's not such a shas hadchak, we would say it's not a shas hadchak. You know, you have to wait. But if it's a shas hadchak mamish, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes, and there are a number of poskim that use this Aruch HaShulchan if need be, says the Aruch HaShulchan here in Kuf Sadivav, Chav Hei and Chavav, Bidi'eved, one bedika during the Shiva Nekiyim. One bedika. Again, it's a bidi'eved, shas hadchak mamish. One can never rely on this stam without a heter from a competent posek, but he quotes, here in Kuf Sadivav, the Pachlis Shnei Bedikos, Levada Bedikos, Shal Hafzik Tara, Gam Bedieved, and Amor, Balav Dafka Rishon Vishvi, Elashiyu Shnei Bedikos. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. First he says, two Bedikos, Lav Dafka on day 1 and 7. That's what he says. I take it back. That's his formulation. There's others that say, it says two Bedikos, but if you can't do it on day 1, do it 2 and 7. The Chalil Alan Alasur Midever Abenu, but really, 1 and 7, 1 and 7, 1 and 7, but there is this day. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik used this Aruch HaShulchan in certain Shas HaDchak cases and other poskim, but that is, Ubedocha Goldo Motzos Bedikos Nekios Lachan Morlan Bekir Adin, Jila Bedikos Tara, Biom Efsik Tara, Bedika Achas Bekos Shiva Yamim, Chemar Nalach Lamaisa, Ava Balosh Bedika Klach, Halil Lohakel. Obviously, no Bedikas, then there's nothing to talk about. But two Bedikas, he said, on, you know, sometime during Shiva Nekiyim, again, 1 and 7 is what we try to get Bidi Evid, but if one needs, in certain extreme cases, there is an Aruch HaShulchan, one line in the Aruch HaShulchan that some poskim rely on. But either way, this is the The abdikas, again, this Mishnah has to be learned with, remember that Tosas we had back on Dav Zayin, where Tosas also discussed how many. Tosas said on earlier in the, let me just find the Tosas quoted that later on, either way, that the, I'm sorry, it's Daf, where is it? It's Yud Aleph. And Tosfos is printed on Yud Amid Yumana Beis. Okay, discussion here that we have. Yeah, the Tosfos is here. Tosfos is on Daf Zayin Beis. It's the Mishnah, Daka Daf Yinah, but the Tosfos Zayin Beis is L'chadchila L'mol V'sricha L'vdok B'chol Yom. That's the Tosfos that we have related to this. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, Be'ez Hashem, it's been amazing. Again, this will be the last live daf of this cycle, and when this finishes up, the rest of the daf will be put up from the last cycle. I hope to see all of the the listeners, the talmidim, the various siyumin that I mentioned earlier. Again, the OU ones will be live streamed, and we should always give a hodat HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be able to be learn together, to be able to be to connect to His Torah, to connect to our inner neshama. Right? We quote often the Gemara in also at the end of Merubah, the Gemara that the Bnei Yisrael were thirsty for Torah, right, for 3 days in Mara. And what do you mean they were thirsty for Torah? Yes, Rav Soloveitchik. What were they thirsty for? They didn't get the Torah yet. What were they thirsty for? So Rav Soloveitchik explains, they weren't thirsty because of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They were thirsty because of the essence of every Jew is connected to Torah, maybe based on the Malach. But we have that interconnection. So as one learns the daf, it's not just about, nobody learns the daf just because there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? We learn the daf because this is life. And this is what gives us oxygen. And this is what is mechaya us. So we should always be able to have that chiyus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and be able to continue learning, and be zochet to do Bavli, and to be able to do Yerushalmi, and all Kol HaTorah Kula. The Baal HaTanya says we all have to learn Kol HaTorah Kula. So Daf Yomi is a big chelek of that Kol HaTorah Kula. We should be zochet to be able to do Kol HaTorah Kula, Amita Shal Torah, and Be'ez Hashem, to continue learning for many more years, many more cycles, Be'ez Hashem, Ad Bi'ez Kol Tzedek, and even afterwards. And even afterwards, why is Abiyah called Tzedek? So after Mashiach comes, we'll continue learning Torah, Be'ez Hashem, and continue learning the Daf. Okay, we'll stop here.